There are some weird dicks in the world.
I thought this was supposed to be enjoyable.
Hinge wants you to meet someone great.
Why are we eating body odor? This is unacceptable.
Even if it kills us.
I never gag. Deep throating is easy.
Because when you find the real thing,
go fuck your mom.
You won't need us anymore.
Any man should be grateful his penis comes near either of these faces.
Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted.
All right, welcome to another round of hinging.
Pussy-ass hinges.
Pussy-ass hinges. Both Lindsay and I have dating profiles on Hinge. Lindsay's
for
states,
Brandy.
Yeah, that she is best friend looking for Hinge matches for me. It's all pictures of me. And there's some of us together. But anyway, she makes it obvious that she is doing this for her best friend. And then mine's just about me. And so we like to go on here. For those of you who aren't on Hinge or don't get to enjoy this online dating life, we play you some of the best and the worst, mostly the worst, of what we find on Hinge.
I have Chris here that has a dad joke.
Oh, let's
hear
it.
Can we hear it? Okay.
Yeah. The Hinge has this thing where you get to record answers with your voice, and it's a terrible option, and you should never choose it, but we love the ones that do, and we play them for you.
But we have one for, I have one for you on here, and it's such a good one.
Can't wait.
All right, anyway, Chris, best dad joke.
I have a joke about a broken clock, but it's not the right time.
I hate it so much.
He even acted a little bit.
Yeah, but that sounded like he was taking his shit.
That's a no. That's a no.
Junior here says, I wish more people knew.
I wish more people would really sit down and learn how to really talk to one another, you know, have great communication, you know, build that bond between each other.
All right. It's only halfway through. I can't do anymore.
Not good.
Nope. Oh, my God. Okay. I got one. Patrick, my most irrational fear.
No.
Here it goes. God. Okay, this is not bad audio on our end, okay? Hold on, one more time. Shark, I think he says sharks, and
yeah,
then he says something
I don't
else.
Think it's irrational.
Okay, he's
his face
scary
is
as
irrationally
fuck.
Scary.
He looks like a shark. Yeah, it is. Daddy, you scratching your balls? All right, I'm just wondering. I felt your hand. Why?
Sometimes the balls itch.
You know?
All right, here's Travis.
Ooh,
he chose one of the worst options.
How to pronounce his name?
I geek out on.
Okay. Ugh.
I geek out on video games. Oh. I started building my own PCs when I was really little. I've always liked video gaming. Okay. Other guys got into sports and racing. That was never
really done. Next.
I hate the like laughing at yourself thing, like video games.
I know. Okay. So this guy's name is clearly Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, right?
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to learn how to pronounce his name.
Oh, God.
Here it goes.
Simple way to say my name is Danny.
You know, I gotta respect him for being earnest and not making a joke. He's like, Danny. It's like, it's Danny.
Simple way to say my name? Danny.
I'm just gonna lay it out there. It's Danny.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay. Oh, I got one. Daniel now. You wanna know what Daniel's simple pleasures are?
I do.
All right, here we go.
Well, one of my simple pleasures is to watch baseball old man style. And what that means is I watch the game on my sun porch at my house pretty much in any weather. And I love it. It just feels nice and it's relaxing.
This hurts my inside body parts for some reason. Like, I just hurt. I'm hurting.
Old man style sounds like the worst way to order a hot dog. Like, I love hot dogs.
Daddy's dying.
Old man style. And
God.
Who's the sun porch?
Yeah.
You are an old man.
You are.
Jesus Christ. I love a good game on my sun porch.
Like, it just feels good. Okay.
Here's Rodrigo. His voice prompt is, all I ask is that you...
That you like to know new cultures.
What?
In my case, I am from Colombia. I can invite you to know new...
Move on from that one. Not even say anything.
Nope. Mm. Don't say a fucking word.
Here's Jesse.
Oh, I got one too.
He says, I get myself out of a funk by...
I get myself out of a funk by usually trying to set goals and kind of use them as like progress markers.
Okay, that makes me stressed. So yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. But I bet Jeff has knows the best spot in town for something. You want to know?
I do.
Okay. I guess that means football.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, wait. I skipped a really good one. It's Jody.
Oh, Jody.
He just has one request of you.
Well, let's hear it.
All I ask is just to keep it real. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And we can go far in life. I can promise you that.
Sweet.
Great.
That's awesome. Wow. Wonderful. Lovely. Michael says, don't hate me if I...
I could never hate that face.
No. Laugh at inopportune times. Make inappropriate jokes at inappropriate times. Make obscure references to almost anything under the sun. Cook really amazing food without you having to ask. Oh. And generally being a goofball.
Oh.
And occasionally forgetting my own birthday.
Sorry.
The main problem with Michael here, is that his name, Michael?
Yeah.
That is not a face that can eat my pussy.
No, I feel
that
like... Okay, what is the top? What is the part called between your nose and your upper lip?
Oh, your
is there a name for this part?
Palate? No,
that part. I mean, I feel like people would just call that your upper lip.
Yeah,
but in my mind, your upper lip is your actual lip, the upper
right.
part, the
but
upper one.
You're talking about the skin between the bottom of your nose and the top of your lip.
The area of skin between the bottom of your nose and the top of your lip. Whatever that is, this guy's is. Huge. It's like mm-hmm. three times the length of a normal mm-hmm. portion. And yes. then his actual upper lip doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's not a face that
you can sit
on.
No. No. Absolutely not. Anyway. Desron says, I go crazy for.
Yo, one thing that I go crazy for is submissive women.
Ew.
For I like submissive women. That's my style. You feel me? That's what I'm attracted to.
I hate it.
No. Absolutely not.
I hate it.
Oh. Here's a guy named Graham, like Cracker.
Yeah, Graham Cracker. Oh, we've seen this guy before.
Yep. He's going to tell us a life goal of his.
Okay.
I think a life goal of mine would definitely be owning my own sandwich shop. I love making sandwiches. I'm really good at it. And I would like to make people happy.
Okay. I have changed cities so many times on here, and they're just as bad. Like,
it ends up being the same answer
okay,
with different accents.
Okay, why so close up with the fucking picture?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Look, and it's just like, open, honest communication. Here's my face.
Like, that's the best you could do?
It's terrible.
Picture.
I hate it so much. Okay, let's see. We'll give a couple more if we got any, and then we'll call it a... Then we'll call it a... All right, just... it's two truths and a lie. Never mind.
No, because then you don't tell us the answer, because that's your trick to make us match.
It.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
I don't like being deceived right off the bat.
All right, Joey, a random fact that he loves.
Oh.
Random love fact is...
A love fact?
Once I'm connected mentally and physically, you know, with my lady, I just feel like it's me and her against the world.
Not understanding the premise of simple prompts is a big turnoff for me.
He just switched it around.
I just
like,
can't
not gonna
do
work.
That. Here's a guy named Matt. He is going to tell us how he hypes himself up.
Oh, I can't wait.
I just blast Eye to Eye from the Goofy movie in my car.
I can't even.
Nope. All right, I got one more.
Okay.
Brandon. Shower thought he recently had.
A shower thought that I recently had was that the way that I handle Atlanta traffic is a good barometer for my spiritual fitness. I would also like to state that if I were to ever become enlightened, that I would be able to handle anything that Atlanta traffic could present to me with happiness and grace.
Did he actually even just say anything?
There's nothing I liked about
that. I feel like he didn't actually say anything just then. It just was like a... I don't know.
No. Nope.
It didn't really make sense.
I got one more for us.
Okay, good.
This is a guy named Colby, like Colby Jack Cheese.
Oh, great.
He says, change my mind about...
Change my mind about there being real, authentic, genuine women.
Of course.
Still out there.
Okay. All right.
For yeah, real. Colby, that's our responsibility
Colby,
for you.
Colby, I
want
to fuck your mom. How about that for genuine?
Yeah, Colby, why don't you change my mind about there not being fuckboys everywhere?
Yeah.
Mike says, don't hate me if I...
Don't hate me if I call you out on your bullshit.
Okay. I feel like he would hit me.
Yeah, he would.
Uh-oh. I feel like he would be like, don't hate me if I hit you.
Mike only hits me when I'm on my bullshit.
It's fine. That's normal, right, y'all?
Okay.
Hey, y'all.
Mari pronounced Mari. He says he'll brag about us to his friends if.
If you are honest and consistent.
Ooh, girl.
Ooh,
are you
what?
I'm telling everybody. If you are, you better hit me up. Stop playing with me.
Okay, no. No. Well, now you see that
dating life is grim.
Still, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Everything is shit.
If you got any tips, tricks, dating sites that are better than that, I mean, whatever.
Anything.
You can't get any worse than this. Yeah. So there we go. He's got a life goal. Let's hear it.
Two life goals that I have are to be conversational in three languages before I turn.
All right, I'm done.
Like, yeah, that's it. Bye.
It's just so like, I'm like, okay, one more. Maybe this is it. And then they just get worse, and then it just makes us feel worse.
Yeah, so we're going to go scissor, and we'll try again next week.
Yes, we will. Maybe, I guess.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Love you. Bye.